Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. I am very, very excited about today's program because we don't often enough talk about the topic of what's going on in our mouths, not only the things that kind of happen naturally, but what kind of remedies we get when we go to the dentist. And I'll get to that after this first little segment and the first break, but I want to just lay some groundwork, because in any branch of healthcare, any kind of medicine, there is almost always some kind of a big debate going on. And you can take this back to Louis Pasteur when he was talking about microbes and everybody thought he was crazy. Usually, whoever's on the leading edge, the pioneers, they say you can tell these are pioneers because of the flaming arrows in their back. When you have an idea that runs counter of mainstream, there's a lot of resistance for a whole bunch of reasons, including there's economics involved. There's a lot of investment of egos. There's liability. If you say, oh, gosh, what we've been doing is wrong, let's do this instead, it's not simply progress. You've got a problem with all the people that you did whatever that other thing was to, because especially this day and age where there's such a litigious environment that people want to, oh, well, you did me wrong, I'm going to come sue you. Well, here's, I think, a good case in point that everybody's kind of familiar with, and that is for decades we were told that these metal fillings, these so-called, I see the air quotes here, silver fillings, which were really actually more than half mercury, were just fine. They were just fine. The American Dental Association is just fine. Your dentist said they're just fine. And then gradually they sort of fell out of favor. Now it's probably pretty hard to find a dentist that still uses it because, A, they're ugly. They're not actually that effective. And then there's the whole matter of the dentist's office being one of the major sources of a toxin for the environment, let alone something that's going to go to our brain because it's right there, the vapors off of the mercury. Well, you know, they're not going to go back and say, oh, we were wrong. It's just say, oh, here's a better way. Well, we're going to find that's true with, I think, some other approaches to what goes on in the mouth. And I've invited my favorite dentist, Dr. Coslow, to be with us to sort some of this out and to answer your calls. So we're at 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. We'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolow? I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolow capsules. To create Glucolow, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolow achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. Talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolow was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolow and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to Superior Source Vitamins.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Welcome back. As I alluded in the opening segment, I want to talk about the importance of the mouth, the teeth. We've done a little bit. We laid a foundation with Dr. Coslow on another show where we talked about the heavy metals and some of the compatibility of materials issues. But in the newsletter today, I said, I get so many questions on, well, I've got a problem tooth. What do you think about root canals and implants, bridge or denture, extraction, whatever. Once you have a problem, ideally, of course, on the show we like to prevent problems, but once you have one, then what do you do about it? So I invited Dr. Coslow to be with us today to answer some of those questions about the alternatives. And he went to the Baylor College of Dentistry, which is a very prestigious dental school. He's done postgraduate studies in a variety of things, including orthodontics. He's very well versed. He's been a leading dentist for something north of 25 years, and I'm very happy to have him here and very grateful that he's a supporter in the Dallas area of Healthy by Nature. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Well, thanks for getting up early and coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to add one more piece of information. In the beginning, I was just talking about there's always controversies in medicine, and every transition to something better seems to be fraught with conflict and lots of foot dragging on the other side and concerns about liability. And I've experienced this in nutrition versus dietitians. There's always also turf battles over who's going to be in control. There are all kinds of things. And I've seen it in dentistry with mercury. The licensing agencies, the professional organizations, they want to maintain the status quo. And anybody who veers from that, they have a tendency to go after them and censure them. I've seen in alternative medicine, wonderful doctors having their licenses removed. So when we talk about departing from what is the so-called tried and true mainstream approach, there's always a little bit of risk. And I have so much respect for a dentist like you have had a history of not doing mercury for a very long time. You departed from it. You're very generous about allowing others to practice as they like. You're not a strident opponent of the status quo, but you definitely march to another drummer, and I appreciate that. So.
Well, thank you.
So there's, let me just back up a little bit here. I wanted to have, as a part of the show today, Dr. Einsohn. He had to go on a trip, and I had just gotten back from a trip, and we had trouble getting, he couldn't be here, and we couldn't get it recorded for various reasons. So I did interview him. Dr. Einsohn, Dr. Michael Einsohn, is the founder of the Thermography Center of Dallas, and they have a technology that is not just the colorful picture that And I think even that is much to be preferred over some of the other diagnostic techniques. But there's very sensitive testing of the whole body. So I called him because I know he's a big supporter of holistic dentistry. He's been doing that kind of sensitive analysis for 30 years. And I said, you know, are your patients, are they typically aware that they have some kind of dental problem and that it might be associated with something else going on in the body? And he said, no. And then, in fact, 80 to 90% of the patients that he sees have tooth problems involved in whatever their primary complaint is somewhere else in the body. So, I mean, if you have a pain in your knee, or you've been told your liver isn't doing what it's supposed to, or your kidneys or something like that, probably the last thing your other practitioner, unless you're going to an alternative practitioner, or your insurance company thinks about is, well, could that be related to something going on in your mouth? And he says he sees people, they get the tooth fixed, that primary problem clears up, and there's a fair amount of evidence about that. And there's even, it's not a very visual medium here with the radio, but I have this chart, which if you get very close to the radio, maybe you can see it. It shows an acupuncture map of the tooth and what meridian goes through there and what organ it connects with. So besides the fact that you've got potential bacteria in your mouth that are putting out toxins and bacteria that circulate and get everywhere, there's also an energetic component where a tooth might be interfering somehow with the other part of the body. So a lot of good reasons to pay attention to what's going on in your mouth. And we're going to take calls. I wanted to kind of lay that foundation. So I don't want to push Dr. Koslow too far in a direction that he's not comfortable going, but I want to ask him some questions about root canals and implants and so on. But if you have specific cases or questions, he's not going to practice dentistry over the radio, but if you have examples we can use, please feel free to call us, 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. Well, Dr. Koslow, I don't usually like to take the talking stick that long, but I wanted to make sure we had a general foundation. You don't practice medicine, per se, in the dental chair. You leave that to the doctors that refer to you. But let me just ask some questions about the controversy that goes back to the turn of the century, really, on root canals. Let me just ask you about some specific things. Is it true that in the dentin, one layer of the tooth, there are something like 3 miles of tiny, tiny little tubules?
Yes. If a root canal, when a root canal is done, the main canal that runs through the top part of the tooth that you can see in the mouth down to the tip of the root of the tooth, that's the canal that's sealed. Now, there are little tributary canals.
Maybe we should back up. I didn't even define what a root canal is.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's start with them.
If a patient comes in and they have a severe toothache, then oftentimes a root canal or an extraction is indicated. Now, what happens is a tooth has a nerve in the center of the tooth. If that nerve becomes contaminated, or if the patient takes a blow to the tooth and the tooth is moved enough that it separates the blood supply to the tooth at the tip of the tooth up in the bone, then the tooth dies. It basically becomes dead. It's also infected. Well, the idea with a root canal is that you clean out the canal that we can see on an X-ray, and then you seal it with a material that does away with the infection, theoretically. I believe what happens practically, though, is that there are millions of little fibers and canals that lead off from the main canal. We know that. When we do a root canal, that canal is sealed line of sight. In other words, if you have to make a turn, or if there's a 90-degree angle off to another little canal, you can't fill that. And so bacteria lives there. And a lot of the antibiotics and all the medicines that we'd have won't penetrate that small little canal, that small little tributary canal. So that tooth remains infected in my mind. Now, some people, many people can tolerate that. Their body can tolerate it without showing symptoms. When they see Dr. Einsam, then he picks it up oftentimes with thermography.
There's a couple of terms here that we probably ought to add to the mix. There's clinical, mm-hmm. which is if you have a root canal that goes bad and your face swells up and you have to go back to the dentist and have it redone or taken out because there's an overt infection, that's clinical. But what you're talking about with a subtle infection in these tubules that lasts for decades, that's subclinical.
That's right. That's subclinical.
And our immune cells are pretty big. They're great at going after bacteria they can get to, but they can't get in these little tubules.
That's
so, when we come back, I want to know if it's at all uncommon, as I've heard it is fairly common, to need a root canal next to a tooth that has a root canal, so that maybe there's some sort of it's just not a good idea, I don't think, to prop up. Where else do we do this where we've got a dead organ in the body and we just leave it in place and kind of try and prop it up? I don't know. There's something about that doesn't seem quite right. We'll be back in a flash with Dr. Philip Coslow. His practice is located on Quorum Drive in Dallas. I'll give you his contact information here shortly. Don't go away. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTY. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, so supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinon or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is geroformulated formula's brand new, highly absorbable, and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Jarrow Formula's QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back. Dr. Philip Coslow is a holistic dentist with a wonderful reputation, outstanding training, more training probably than the average dentist. And you can request a consultation. He actually puts on his website an email address, which is pretty brave, drcoslow, K-O-Z-L-O-W, at sbcglobal.net. His website is dallasdentist.net. You can get to that from the Healthy by Nature website on the sponsor page. And I'll give the phone number later along with the address. But to those of you who are already inspired, I'll give you a head start. Dr. Coslow, I mentioned before we went to the break the idea that you've got a constant source of toxins and bacterial contamination. Some of those bacteria that are in there, they're in small quantities. So they are more of like the grain of sand in your shoe than a big rock you would notice and take out right away. But they are, some of them, very potent, known to cause disease in other parts of the body. So our history is replete with instances. Let's just take the toxins and pesticides. Oh, it's such a small amount, it can't hurt you. But over a lifetime, the accumulation of that and the added effect of having 10 other pesticides that have some toxic ingredient. What is, just confining this to the mouth, because I know you don't diagnose elsewhere, but is there a chance that if you've got one root canal that you're going to be maybe a little bit more prone to needing another one? Have you seen a pattern of that?
Well, a lot of times with the root canal, there's a breakdown in the restoration of it. Usually their teeth that have had fillings before. And if there's a breakdown in the restoration, then we get leakage around there, bacteria sets up in the tooth, and eventually works its way down into the nerve. Generally speaking, I see that a lot in teeth where people have had especially large silver fillings, and tooth-colored fillings as well, where there'll be two teeth together where the fillings have been placed at the same time. They both begin to break down and deteriorate. Once the filling's placed, it's not a permanent filling. It lasts probably about 10 to 15 years before we start to see breakdown. So once you have a filling done, don't think that that's the end, because it needs to be replaced every now and again. But yes, if you've got a root canal in one tooth, then generally speaking, I see multiple root canals in the mouth. And I don't know if it has to do with hygiene or just the fact that you know, they don't see a dentist regularly and have the leaky fillings diagnosed and replaced.
Now, I'm going to be happy if anyone wants to call in, as I said before, 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255, unless you're listening to this program in the archives, in which case that won't be possible. The question always comes up, well, you know, maybe there's a chance you're right about the root canal. And I do, anybody contemplating one, please do some research. I'll put a couple of links in the newsletter this week where you can read the whole story. And going back to research that was done by a brilliant dentist, Weston A. Price, back in the early days of the 1940s and earlier than that, where he looked around the world for who had good tooth structure and jaw structure, and he did some work transplanting the fragments of teeth into rabbits and saw that they developed the same diseases as whoever had the tooth before it was taken out. But just read about it and find out for yourself whether you want to do it. But somebody that says, I'm going to have a root canal no matter what because it's cosmetic or I'm afraid of my dentist or whatever their reason is, if they're going to have a root canal, before we get to what are the alternatives, is there a better way? What about the laser sterilization? Does any of that matter ultimately because of these little tubules? Is there a better way to do it?
I don't think there is. I've heard about laser treatment and root canals, and once again, laser is line of sight. Laser doesn't bend. It doesn't go around the corner. It's line of sight. So I don't think that to use a laser in a root canal is that efficient. If you're going to have a root canal done and you choose to do that, I would advise that you seek out a good endodontist, somebody that does those things all the time. A lot of those dentists now, and an endodontist is a dentist that only does root canals. A lot of those people are becoming more and more aware of what we're talking about. And so they take more steps now to make sure that that canal that they're treating is as disinfected as possible. We'd love to sterilize it, but the only way to do that is take the tooth out, put it in an autoclave, and then it's kind of a moot point. You can't put it back in again. So they'll
disinfect. Well, I mean, those tubules are open at the other end, so, I mean, it's like a cave that that a bear can crawl back into. And
that's correct.
Even if you cleared it out once, I don't see how that could be a permanent.
That's correct. That's correct.
Well, we got some calls coming in here. I'll start with some of those and then get back to that line of questioning. Carol in Carrollton, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, my husband has a large silver filling that his dentist has told him is too large to redo with the porcelain or whatever the white stuff is, and recommends a root canal. And, well, one, we don't want to spend the money for the crown, but number two is it better to leave this silver filling in there, or do we have to go with a crown? It's in a place where it would show, and he doesn't have many teeth.
Well, good morning, Carol. I would tell you that if a tooth is more than 50% filled, in other words, if more than half the tooth has a filling in it, then a filling, it won't do you any good. A filling only takes up space. A ceramic restoration, and by that I mean a crown that has no metal, a ceramic restoration is really the only way to go. Either that, or eventually he will need a root canal. Does he have a lot of pain with the tooth?
Oh, nothing. I can see the silver filling, and I keep telling him you need to get rid of that silver filling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't want to spend the money on the crown, which you say also requires a root canal, correct?
Well, no.
No?
No, it doesn't require a root canal unless there's a definite reason. If the nerve is involved, then either a root canal or extraction. But just because it has a large filling in it doesn't mean that you have to, and that it needs a crown doesn't mean that you have to have a root canal.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried calling your office bad times, so I'll try and do better next week.
Oh, call us.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when we come back, I want to ask to follow up on Carolyn's question. How long, I mean, if you've had a mercury filling, an amalgam filling in there for 20 years, is there a reason to take it out because the mercury is still there, or is it because maybe there's decay underneath it because of lack of good contact between the filling material and the tooth, or just what we should do in a case like that. And then we've got some other calls coming in, 800-281-8255. We're here with Dr. Philip Koslow. His practice is on Quorum Drive in Dallas. The phone number, 972-458-2464.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
If you aren't confused about fats and foods, congratulations. You must have doubted the advice from experts so often quoted in the news. In Marty Wittekin's new booklet, Fat-Free Folly, she uses new studies to show how we got into trouble with diet fads that steered us away from the natural path. Fat-Free Folly shows us how to build health with good fats, ones required for the brain, heart, immune system, and even for weight loss. See how saturated fat got a bad reputation it doesn't deserve, and why vegetable oil should not have been hyped. Learn which oil reduces death from all causes, and both sides of the story on canola oil. Fat-Free Folly by Marty Wittekin is an easy read and only costs $6.95. Buy it now in the HBNShow.com store, which sells her book on heartburn and those from some favorite radio show guests. Visit HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's 877-262-7843.
Do you want smoother, younger-looking skin, hair with more body, and stronger nails? Then add NeoCell Super Collagen to your daily routine. Collagen is the body's key structural protein and is critical to the elasticity and strength of your skin. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing daily with collagen may reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness and moisture of your skin, thicken your hair, and strengthen your nails. NeoCell Super Collagen provides 100% pure collagen of the exact type needed by hair, skin, and nails, and NeoCell hydrolyzes its collagen for maximum absorption. Choose from powder, tablets, liquids, or soft chews to see and feel results within weeks. NeoCell is the number one collagen brand in the world and the industry authority on supplements that promote collagen health. NeoCell Super Collagen products will help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance and promote a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support that helps slow or reverse the signs of aging. Visit NeoCell.com for more information and to find a store near you.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Well, this is a lot of fun for me. I hope you're getting something out of it, and if nothing else, realize how critically important the health of your mouth is to the rest of your body. And don't assume just because somebody who has a really nice smile and a white coat and they tell you, oh, well, you should do this, if it sounds like a drastic sort of thing, do some checking around, get in a second opinion, because it's just like with some other part of your body, if you get a recommendation for elective surgery or something, you will get a second opinion. Well, the same is true with what goes on in your mouth. And Dr. Philip Koslow does a lot of that kind of work. He sends people back to their regular dentist if they're getting good routine work. But when a big issue comes up, like the mercury filling we were talking about before the break, sometimes it is a good idea to get a second opinion from somebody with a different kind of training. Otherwise, you just get the same opinion twice if, you know, they're both using the same playbook. So in the case of Carolyn, her husband has got this pretty good-sized filling. It's been there for a long time. How long does it take the mercury to finally off-gas out of the tooth? Is that a risk, or is it just because it's an old filling that the seal between the filling and the tooth might not be good?
Well, the off-gassing begins immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look on our website, you'll see something called the smoking tooth video. And when you look at that, you can actually see the mercury vapors being emitted off the tooth. Anytime you heat up mercury, mercury's got a low boiling point, you drink a cup of coffee, you get more vapors coming off that filling. Now, a large filling in the mouth probably is going to last you about 8 to 10 years, if you're lucky. After that, you start to get breakdown around the edge of the filling, you get leakage, you get bacteria in there, and that can go on for years before eventually it works its way down to the nerve and the tooth becomes infected. So teeth, and this sounds very presumptuous, teeth are not designed very well. When a tooth begins to hurt you, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to do anything until it hurts. Well, once it starts hurting you and it causes you pain, keeps you up at night, it's too late. That tooth is either going to be extracted or you're going to have a root canal if that's what you choose to do. So one rule of thumb is if you start getting a little sensitivity on a tooth with cold, heat, sweets, go see a dentist. Don't wait, because if you wait, you're going to condemn that tooth.
Cynthia in Houston, Texas. Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Good morning.
You have a question?
Yes, I think after hearing that, I think I just condemned a lot of my teeth.
Now, wait a minute, Cynthia. Let's don't go there that far yet.
Well, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because of growth on the back of my tongue because of Sjogren's disease.
Uh-huh.
And they cut that out. And I've had retuck some treatments. They didn't want to do radiation. And when they went back in and checked everything in my throat, they said, we can just do the rituxan and we think that'll be okay. I had set CT scans, two after that, and they're clear. But during that time, my teeth are so damaged. That's why I know I've condemned about 9 of them. And they're hurting. The side of my face is hurting. But I don't know who to go to. I've been on the internet reading a lot of things and don't get implants, don't do this, don't do that, and I just don't know where to go. So that's my answer. Can you direct me to the right place?
Cynthia, let me just tack on to that and ask Dr. Coslow. There are various organizations of holistic dentists where, unless you have somebody off the top of your head in Houston, asking Dr. Coslow, could you recommend a website as
yes.
a referral?
Yes, Cynthia. Look uh-huh. up IAOMT.
IAO, okay.
IAOMT, that's the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. The people that, the dentists that are members of that are all holistic and biologic minded.
Okay.
Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody in Houston. I know there are several good biologic dentists or holistic dentists in Houston. If that doesn't help, then call my office. It's 972-458-2464. If you have a hard time finding anybody, call my office, and I'll find somebody for you.
All right. I do appreciate
okay.
it.
And listen now, just because you know, you've had those problems dentally, one of the things that I would encourage you to do you have dry mouth?
Yes.
Yes. Are you on biotin or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. So you know about that?
Yes, I know about that.
Great. It's very important that you keep your mouth hydrated.
Yes.
Cynthia, best of luck, and please do follow Dr. Coslow's advice. I think it's good advice. And we have to consider the mouth a important place to make an investment, and not just in making them pearly whites and having the nice smile. That's so important to the rest of the body as well. Alan in Baytown, Texas. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great, Alan.
Good. I got a wisdom tooth. I had a cavity it set in. It became abscess, and about half of my tooth is decayed now, but I don't have no pain. Is that normal?
That generally is. What happens, though, is you've got an infection there, but because that infection can leak out into your mouth, you're not having any pain. If you put something on that tooth where it's broken in a couple of days, you'd have a big swelling in your jaw. So go see somebody. Get that tooth taken out. And when you go ahead.
Well, it's been like that since May, and what I've been doing is just putting salt on it.
Yeah. You've got an infection down in the bone, though. That tooth needs to come out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not healthy. I promise you, it's not. Go see somebody and make sure when you see them, ask them, will you remove the ligament? Because it's important that you remove the ligament so you don't develop an infection in the bone later on.
Alan, I'm going to follow up on that point, so be sure to stay tuned. We'll go on from there. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Alan.
So that was one of the questions that I had. One of the problems that in the nutrition and alternative integrative medicine field is that they believe affects us is cavitations, which are pockets of infection that are all sealed up, often where a wisdom tooth was. And when we come back, I'd like for you to give a little bit more detail about how to do an extraction properly, if that's one of the options that you end up having to resort to, and hopefully there are some other options. But we'll take some more calls. 800-281-8255. 800-281-TALK. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. My guest today, Dr. Philip Coslow, holistic dentist in the Dallas area, but he does have people come from some distance because he will work with your regular dentist to make sure you get good care.
Remember hearing about vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today we know vitamin D not only influences bone health, but also supports the immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. Studies indicate that most of us are not getting optimal levels of vitamin D3, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is significantly more efficient at converting to active vitamin D in the body. This makes vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure your vitamin D is the best vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more from the experts, listen to ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
As a follow-up to Alan's call about the infected wisdom tooth that wasn't hurting, please do take care of that. But I wanted to follow up some more on the extraction procedure, because that is, in many cases, the main alternative that somebody might elect, as opposed to getting a root canal, is to have a tooth taken out. But that isn't necessarily the end of the story. If it's not done properly, then there's a price to pay later on. And just a side note on wisdom teeth, I mentioned Dr. Weston A. Price earlier. One of the things he found was that in cultures that were properly nourished, especially with fat-soluble vitamins, they left the wisdom teeth in. They weren't hurting anything. But now, because the arches have gotten smaller and we don't have room for them, the crowding and there's problems, and they do take them out. So please review for people who are going to have an extraction. What do you ask for to make sure that that's kind of the end of the story?
Well, when you talk to your dentist or your oral surgeon, just tell them about your concerns about having the ligament removed. Now, the ligament is a little membrane that lines the root of the tooth and the bone. When a tooth is removed, oftentimes that ligament remains in the bone, and it just needs to be removed. And it's a procedure that you go through, and there are special instruments to do that. As you have a tooth removed, you'll hear a scraping. And that's what that is. They're removing the ligament and all of the residue from the tooth.
Because otherwise it can be a source of bacterial contamination. It seals over at the top, but then you end up with this hole in there that's a little bacteria factory.
It's a bacteria, and it's got a portal for bacteria. Along those lines, every now and again I'll hear someone will say that they have attempted to remove the tooth themselves. Don't go to Lowe's and buy a pair of pliers and try to remove it.
Or even vice grips, as we discussed.
Or vice grips, because they don't have the instruments to remove the ligaments. Now, you can ask them, but I don't think they do.
Yeah, you're going to get a blank stare with that.
Yeah.
let's go to Sandra also. This is a day for Houston. Did anybody awake in Dallas? I don't know what's going on here. Sandra in Houston, welcome to Healthy by Nature. Sandra. Well, she went away. But she had a question about root canal and pain in her sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she'd stayed on to tell us whether she thinks she needs one because of that, or she got one because of the root canal. But what connection would you make between those?
In the upper teeth, the last three teeth in the mouth, two molars and a bicuspid typically, those roots lie in the floor of the sinus cavity. Now, sometimes if you have an allergy, if you have a mild sinusitis, that kind of thing, those teeth can hurt. And unless you're accustomed to seeing that kind of thing, sometimes teeth will be diagnosed as being abscessed, either needing extraction or root canals. If you'll take a little medication, a decongestant, to open up those sinus cavities, then a lot of times that pain goes away. So you can have an abscessed tooth, which can result in a sinusitis or a sinus infection. And in that situation, extraction, or if you choose a root canal, would be the key to take care of that.
Well, with chronic sinus inflammations and problems, often those are due to yeast. And I always recommend that people pay attention to whether or not they might have a candida overgrowth and use neti pot and so on. The problem with some of the medications is they create dependence and rebound problems as well. So you got a bad tooth. What we've talked about, root canal is one option, which I'm not at all excited about. The extraction, which if it's in the back, maybe not the biggest deal. What are some of the other options?
Well, if a tooth is infected and it's causing pain, or if it's just infected, the options are root canals or to take the tooth out. If you take the tooth out, then I will tell you that by and large, your health, your systemic health, I think, is much more important than your bite or, the way your teeth look. I will tell you, too, that I see a lot of patients missing multiple teeth who are healthy. You don't need your teeth to exist. I mean, you can do well without that. But nobody likes to go around with missing teeth. So we have bridges which connect adjacent teeth to fill in a gap. There are implants. That's a big issue as well. There are zirconia and titanium implants. Zirconia look very promising. And we might discuss those.
Yes, when we come back, we'll just have about 3 minutes, but I do want to talk about the issue of implants. And this is Healthy by Nature. My guest, Dr. Philip Coslow. You can find a link to his website that has a lot of great information. I will put that link to the organization and to the smoking tooth. I'll put that in the newsletter this coming week so that people can find that pretty easily. His practice is at this phone number, 972-458-2464. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after these words.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Well, this is one of those times we need a show stretcher. We'll just have to do it again because there are a lot more questions. My guest, Dr. Philip Coslow, holistic dentist in the Dallas area. His website is dallasdentist.net, not com, net. And, again, you can go to the sponsor page of our HBNShow.com and link to all sorts of information. Well, we went to break. I've got another question I want to work in here, but when we went to break, you brought up the topic of implants. Those also a little in the controversial area. Very quickly, what is the controversy and what are your recommendations?
Well, the controversy in implants is that we have a foreign object in the body. And if we look at the meridian concepts, then that can block energy transfer to different organs. So, you know, once again, it's very controversial right now. We need more research into it. That's being done. We're getting away from metal implants, which is good, but it's the jury's still out, I think.
As far as energy flows, there are things that can be done, I think, with acupuncture and with various it's another show, but you can open up those channels with various procedures, I think. Maybe good. Worth trying. So the other question was, I've heard of oil pulling. I know Dr. O'Hara's probiotic helps restore better gum health because it puts the right bacteria in there. And there's hydrogen peroxide and so on. We talked before the show about oil pulling. Would you address that?
I like oil pulling. I do oil pulling myself, and it's a great detox in the mouth. You swish for 5 to 20 minutes. I do 20 minutes, and it sounds like a long time, but I promise you if you try it, it flies pretty quickly. But oil pulling is a great detox method in the mouth. It helps your gums, your teeth. Oddly enough, a byproduct is it whitens your teeth. So if you're looking for a natural whitener, oil pulling with coconut oil is great.
Well, yeah, coconut oil has its own benefits. The lauric acid that's in it is helpful against yeast, and yeast is one of the things that you can do. Do you swallow it or you spit it out when you're done?
I spit it out, and then I take about a half a teaspoon and swallow it.
All right, cool. Well, this was great, and I know we've probably stirred up a lot of new questions, so when you come back the next time, we'll take another whack at it. It's been
good. Well, if any of your listeners have questions too for me, they can always call our office. We'll be happy to help them out.
972-458-2464. Dr. Philip Coslow, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers in packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.